Hey, everybody. Don't know why I said it that way, but it's on the record now. But it's Wednesday, which means New Lip Service Wednesday. This is episode 5, I believe. I said it wrong before. I'm pretty sure I'm right this time. Episode 5 kind of comes at an unfortunate time. I recorded this episode about 2 weeks ago with Pat Graves and Dan and his fiance Courtney at their house. If you haven't heard, Courtney very unfortunately passed away on Saturday. And I mean, I haven't known Pat or Courtney for very long, but maybe just a couple months. But they very quickly became just two of my favorite people for various reasons. But Courtney was just probably one of the nicest people I've ever really gotten to know. And I think anyone who's even met her just one time can agree that she was just a genuinely good person and was there for whoever needed her. And I really wish that I'd gotten to know her more. And my condolences go out to Pat in this time. And she's just really going to be missed, and it's just a very sad thing. And in the light of what's happened, we weren't really sure whether or not we should put the episode out. But after talking to Pat, he felt that, we should still run it. So inevitably we decided to release it. I mean, it was a lot of fun to record, and it was just a lot of it was great just hanging out with the both of them. And like I said, Pat just quickly became one of my favorite people to talk to and hang out with. And I mean, recording the episode was a blast. And and Courtney's just it's just really gonna be missed. And I don't think I'm alone in saying that that we wish Pat the best. So without further ado, here's the episode. I think that's all I got. Enjoy.
Kids Incorporated, KID. Yes, looks like we've made it. We're Kids Incorporated.
I don't know what that had to do with my podcast, but okay. I remember
my song.
Kids. I forget Kids Incorporated. What the fuck was that? I know what you were singing, and I cannot think.
They were a kid band.
Did they go? Didn't they go? Did they go to schools? Was that
no?
I thought that was the thing I saw. There was like,
was
oh no,
like
that was
after
up.
School.
That was Up With People.
Up With People.
Up With People. I forget what
the fuck is that.
They sang and did stuff. I remember as a child, I saw them one time, and I
Up With People. Shut up.
It was. I remember the beginning was like up with people. You see them wherever you go. That's the only part I remember.
Up With People.
Dan's gonna look it up.
Sounds like some Canadian bullshit.
I would laugh if it was. Up With People. They were, maybe they were like
Down With Syndrome.
They were all kids with Down Syndrome. Just saying. Just being upbeat. That's why they were Up With People.
Ready?
Here we go. Up With People. You can read it into the mic. He's holding it. So if you just
Isn't
that
Up With People?
Are you gonna play it?
Oh, it had intro. Okay.
I'm waiting for the chorus.
Over here somewhere.
There it is. Wait.
Close enough.
This is the kind of show they play at a hospital for kids who burned down their house.
What was up with people in general? Because I remember they were at, like, my school.
They came to your school? And it was a TV show?
I remember being in an auditorium. Maybe we went somewhere. I don't know. I just remember being in, like, a theater or auditorium.
But it wasn't a TV show.
Maybe. I have no idea what it was. I just somehow remember that as a child. Somehow you triggered that. You triggered up with people.
No, Kids Incorporated was they didn't follow him at school, but, like, they worked at a place that was, like, a cool restaurant where, like, kids went, and then kids were in the band.
Because I knew when you were singing
it. And they would sing, like, popular songs.
But, like, I couldn't think of what it was.
And one of the kids' names was Kid, and he was the black kid.
Kind of like on Hey Dude, where the guy's name was Buddy.
Which was the...
That was the Dude Ranch.
Which was the Indian kid?
He didn't look like a kid.
No,
but I know
who, like,
you're talking. I forget his name.
He had
name
like that long mullet. Like, his name was probably like Dakota. Brad?
No, Brad was the
Brad was
guy.
The chick.
No.
Brad was the chick.
What
and
was
Ben Stiller's wife was on that show.
Is she his wife, the chick from Dodgeball?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because she wasn't, like, I feel like they had, like, two people who went on other things besides one, her and somebody else who was in that show, but I can't. That show and Salute Your Shorts were a lot shorter than I thought.
Dude,
they were
Salute
like
Your
one
Shorts
or two seasons.
Shit.
They
you
were,
can't even watch fucking. I know they were a lot.
They
shorter.
They were like two seasons. Maybe.
You can't even watch full episodes of Salute Your Shorts on YouTube. I've tried.
I even tried downloading it once and, like, I couldn't find good files of it.
It's the best show.
It was a great. I don't know why it got canceled.
They saw I saw something. It was like Salute Your Shorts. Like, where are they now?
Where are they now?
The one guy's Where's, band.
Is what?
Yeah, the one guy.
Who's in Riley?
Riley, yeah.
What about Donkey Lips?
Oh, he looks worse.
He looks worse. Is that what about Ugg? Where's Ugg?
Ugg's like 60 years old, but he still acts and stuff.
Trying to think of who's the guy that
Budnick?
Says he makes me want to fart. Is that
Budnick? He was on Different Strokes, and then. Now he's just like a fucking load. He does a lot of voice work.
Because he's fat now?
No, he just has
you
that
said
voice.
A load, so I thought you meant he got really fat.
Oh, he did. There was a picture of him. He was fat.
I can't think of any. There was a dorky
Sponge.
Kid with glasses. Was
Sponge.
That Sponge? Okay. It's been a while since I even watched the show.
He became a rapist.
I'd believe you.
And then the chick's name was Venus.
Was it?
I don't know.
Did we figure out what Up With People was, Dan?
I haven't read it.
No, it was for, like,
I want to know what it was.
Kids.
Okay, Up With People is an American education organization whose stated mission is to bridge cultural barriers and create global understanding through service and musical show.
There it is.
Up With Yours, Up With People.
And who is that acoustic guitar guy who sang for the kids? No,
Tom Chapin.
Tom Chapin. Do you remember Tom Chapin?
Who?
Tom.
Brother of Harry Chapin.
Was he on TV?
He came. He definitely came to my school.
Yes, he did. I saw him.
Why the fuck?
Actually, this leads into the opening topic of the show, which is nostalgia. I can tell already you are. You might be on my level.
I am.
I think you are on my level of nostalgia, especially, well, TV, definitely, because watch all of the same things. Not all, but a lot of the same.
I could go toe-to-toe with you on any show.
No, you probably could do better than me. Like, I know my shit, but you seem like you might know more shit.
I do, because I have a photographic memory.
That's not fair. I have ADHD, so.
So do I.
Okay.
All right.
How do we go to?
What was your favorite show? I don't know. How do we go?
I was thinking about for this writing some questions, some sitcom questions, and then I.
It's been done to me before on a podcast, and I've.
How'd you do?
Fucking nailed it.
You fucking nailed it. I actually saw on my feed someone posted, "How well do you know Phoebe's songs? How well do you know Phoebe's songs?" I didn't take the test.
I don't know. I
know
them all right.
I can't quiz
there's
one of them.
Smelly Cat.
Everyone knows Smelly Cat.
It's true.
I know him if I, maybe if I heard him. I can't, she had a Christmas song.
I remember the songs. I don't remember the titles.
I'm trying to think of some good questions for you.
What was your favorite Nick show?
My favorite Nick show.
Do you remember there was a show with Dave Coulier on it?
It was called Full House.
No, it was before Full House. And it's where he cut it out first originated.
Really?
All those Nickelodeon shows were fucking Canadian
shows.
Well,
that was ABC. Yeah, that was ABC.
No.
Yeah.
No,
that
you're
was
talking
TGI. Well, Full House.
No,
was,
you're talking
was,
about when was, Dave Coulier hosted the other fucking America's Funniest Home Videos.
Well, that was Bob Saget.
No.
Wait, there was only two hosts of I thought.
No.
There was Bob Saget.
There was America's Funniest Home Videos, and then there was a fucking different show that was essentially...
What, in Canada? Isn't he from Canada?
No, here. It was called, like, America's Weirdest Videos. Or it was like, the same fucking show. It's just fucking... It wasn't America's Funniest Home Videos. Can you IMDb Dave Coulier? Because he was on a Canadian show. All Nickelodeon shows in the beginning were fucking Canadian.
I'm getting my iPad. Probably.
All of them. Like, you can't do that
Degrassi
on television.
He's still Canadian. You watch Degrassi?
Yeah, it goes there.
Does it?
Of course I watch Degrassi.
Do you still watch it?
Yeah, but I watch the whole...
I'm behind.
I'm a couple
seasons behind.
When I stopped was when fucking Drake... was in his wheelchair and he was becoming a drawer. But I like going back to the fucking...
I thought you meant like a drawer for the
like
show.
A
like
drawer?
he brought in the people.
Oh, a drawer.
He was
No, he just like discovered he could draw. I like watching the ones from the fucking 80s.
Do you remember how they wrote him off the show though?
No.
He went to Amsterdam to get the surgery. We never figured out how it went though. They never told us how.
Oh, he went to Amsterdam to get the surgery
to
not be in a wheelchair?
Yeah, to get the stem cells.
Did you see the episode where he got shot?
Yeah. Crazy.
That dude looked like Robert Rule that shot him.
He looked like... I'm not going to say his name on here.
Who?
Actually, I can. We can just edit it in post. He looks like Dave Nonini.
Oh, yeah, he does.
He does. Look,
he does. Nonini. World's Funniest Videos, told you.
You got me.
Told you. Both those dudes on fucking Full House were also rocking
I hated Bob Saget on America's Funniest Home Videos. Like, he had to be that guy, but I hated him so much.
Is it this voice, like, for a squirrel?
And they were the worst jokes you've ever heard.
I know.
And I'm like, please die.
It was so bad. He was making
how much bank. But how much do you think he hated himself?
Oh, probably a lot.
He had to just, like, hated himself for that. He had to go out there and do that.
That's like fucking lit cigarette out on your nuts. Anger in your dressing room, kind of like, fuck this.
He destroyed every dressing room probably he's ever
just
had.
Like snorting PCP off an unborn fetus.
Now Pat Graves goes there.
Oh yeah, Pat Graves goes there.
He goes
like Degrassi.
They had a lot of shit goes on at that school.
Yeah, I remember like when Emma like. They had that thing where they were wearing different colored bracelets.
And she got the herps. Right?
Yeah, they all got the herps.
They all got the herps.
From that one fucking white trash Delco dude. But it's not Delco because they're in Canada.
It's the Delco of Canada.
And Snake and his cancer.
But he survived. He's a survivor.
Unfortunately.
he was a cheater.
He cheated?
He cheated on Emma's mom. Yeah.
You can't fucking
cheat. He cheated
cheat
with the principal. With Miss Hakalakis or...
I thought that Turnipshaw or Radish. Mr. Radish was
but
the
then
principal.
After that, it was Hakalakos or whatever her fucking name was. And they made out during the premiere of Jay and Silent Bob's movie. Or it was just... Yeah, and they made out.
Really?
In the movie theater. And Emma caught them. She didn't confront him right away, though.
She got hot from the beginning to fucking...
Oh, really? I thought she was just hot in the beginning. And
oh, fuck.
Your face
Ew.
When I
yeah,
said that was awesome.
She looked like a fucking primordial dwarf. No, but she got really hot.
Manny got hot and then got ugly again.
Ew, Manny, that fat face bully?
No, no. Best friend.
Oh, yeah, the, like, she got really hot chick.
And slutty, and then all of a sudden
she
started
fucking taking off her clothes and getting...
Yep. She became a huge slut, and then...
Pictures of her vagina.
This is getting super inappropriate. Dan...
Sada Miyamura.
Hold on, I have to pretend that this is the beginning now, because he's going to be mad that I didn't introduce you, because we went right into television.
Oh.
Oh.
Hi, this is Pat Graves.
Fucking PG.
Hi, I'm Matt Lips, and this is Pat Graves. Pat Graves.
Fucking PG, which is ironic.
Why?
Because you're not PG.
When I was 13 years old, that was like the best year. PG-13.
You're just...
just rocking that shit, fat fucking loser I was.
Do people say that when you were 13? PG-13?
They call me fat fucking loser.
Were you a fat fucking loser?
Yep.
To be fair,
yeah, because I was walking around like I'm PG-13.
They're like, actually, you're.
They're like, you're fucking a dumpster.
Were you a fat fuck as a kid?
Oh yeah.
Were you?
Well, no, I was like fourth grade till senior year.
You're fat.
I was pretty fat.
I was
seventh grade for some reason. I wasn't so fat, and then like eighth grade, I went back to being really fat.
So now we know why you do comedy. That's cool.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now it's funny because you're too cool for school.
What do you mean?
You just look like somebody who's too cool for school.
Mm. Yeah.
I just have a feeling.
I guess.
This is going to be fun, but I feel like a lot of feelings are about to be hurt. Like, mostly mine.
Okay.
Where I just put the idea in your head, now my feelings are going to be hurt. That makes
me feel bad. Yeah. Your feelings being hurt makes me feel good.
Just feelings in general being hurt.
Other people's feelings being hurt are what
about,
makes me
what
feel
about
good.
Your fiance's feelings?
I don't care about them.
You don't care about them?
No. No, I don't hurt her feelings.
Give me a taste of what the vows are going to be. Just a taste. I know she's in the room.
I want to sweep your fart chimney.
I want to sweep your what?
Fart chimney.
Is that it? Is there going to be more, or is that just what you're sticking to?
I'm going
to
start off with, I want to sweep your fart chimney and kill your family.
Oh, and her family's going to be there, so that's going to be...
It's going to be a little awkward.
You're going for the shock and awe.
I'm going for the... Sada Miyamura?
But if you do that, are you a little worried that once they get to the part where they're like, if there's any reason why these two people should not be wed, speak now, blah, blah, blah,
that's what I'm
that they're going to stand up and be
a
like...
A gun.
Eh? You're just going to offer family at the wedding and then say, I do.
I'm just going to go and be like, listen, I got a dick. You got a vagina.
But you've already done that.
Let's mash some potatoes.
You've already mashed the potatoes. Yeah. I don't think you're saving yourself.
On the first date, she was easy. No. Didn't even happen like that.
Did she make you work for it?
Yeah, like literal, like chop wood.
You had to be a fucking lumberjack.
Paint a room. I worked minimum and then, wage
and
for...
Then, and then I had to work her vagina.
40 hours, yeah. I had to rebuild her vagina because she was in a fire.
How did she finally decide that you had worked enough?
Because I went to school to study reconstructive surgery on vaginas that were in a fire. I don't know, just money, probably.
Just money?
Yeah, I just gave her a lot of money.
Just gave her a lot of money. So at the beginning of the relationship, she was a prostitute, and now she's yours forever.
It was like Pretty Woman, but with like more blood diseases.
When have you guys set a date?
Couple times.
Is there a set one right now?
I don't know. We'll see how long we go without getting in a big fight.
What's the set date right now?
Sometime in December, but it won't work out. Like, trust me.
This yeah, December?
Trust me.
That means that the planning has to have begun.
What?
We're not having an actual wedding this December. We just go to the courthouse.
No, you're not having a traditional?
No, we are at some point. That's what the fucking holdup is. Yeah, it's one fucking day, dick. Sorry that like 6 months of fucking English class can't fucking get one Saturday.
We're going to have to edit this all out because we're never going to be able to pick up what she said on the mic. So shut your... No.
She said I'm going back to school, dick. Like she's the first person to do that. There's women who have two jobs and kids who go back to school. Yeah.
Some of them didn't even go to school.
Yeah. Bud, leave Dan alone. Excuse, can you call Pat, man? Bud! Bud is trying to fucking get into Dan's corduroys.
We should just do a podcast where we play with your dog the whole time and talk about it.
He just wants to fuck.
He does. He tried to fuck me. I saw him fucking Courtney.
Yeah, he's like the... He's the Johan Vandersloot of dogs. He just wants to fuck and kill.
Dan, has he fucked you? Oh, even Dan got some loving.
He will fuck anything with a dick.
Now, does he join in on, like, when you're lovemaking?
No, because Courtney usually makes him leave.
Pat's like, I'd be okay with it. Like, it's fine.
I want to Eiffel Tower her with Batman.
Oh my God. That's one thing I want to do before I die. I'm going to Eiffel Tower.
See, I don't care if that ever... I hope that doesn't ever happen.
It started off as a joke, and then from there, I'm like, you know what? It would be an adventure. That's the only way another dude is going to be in the room when I'm... When I'm doing my thing is if it's in Eiffel Tower form, because just the high five of her tap I think would be a good
just a high five in general just, while a girl's on her hands and knees.
I thought you just meant like a high five in itself, like if you go places you just
like
high
bro five. But it's not gonna be the same as Eiffel Tower high five.
Someone's yeah
like am I stuck? Like if you high five over like a sports event. It's not going to be the same as, like, if you high-five while, like, your friend is coming in her mouth while you're coming in her butt. No high-five, other kind of high-five.
There is that. Yeah. That trumps
like,
all
you could
fives.
Win, like, one of those scratch-offs for 10 Gs, but it's not, the high-five's not going to compare to the high-five of, like, dual coming into a female.
Oh, so you'd want to do the dual come, like, where you're gonna bust it at the same time.
Yeah, you got a high-five at the same time.
Because...
High five.
But mine started as a joke where we joked about it, and then I'm like, and basically whoever comes first loses. It would be the game.
You know what's the weirdest thing? I thought about this the other day when I was walking Pam in. To think about your grandparents or like your grandmother, and I had the thought, I was like, I wonder if she ever had butt sex. Like if she, another man, put his wiener in my grandma's butt, like in the 50s. Because butt sex has been around since...
But wasn't that illegal for a time? That was illegal for a while, wasn't it?
Where?
Isn't sodomy still legal in some states? I'm pretty sure it
illegal?
Is.
Illegal?
Illegal. I'm pretty sure sodomy is still illegal in some states.
Sodomy is just... I thought sodomy was when, like, football team, like, the freshman players, they would jam, like, broom handles in their ass.
Nope. It's any... Actually, because of the Blink-182 song where they say, this state looks down on sodomy, one time I asked my mom what sodomy was, so that was... I don't remember what her answer was.
The state looks down inside of me.
Nope. It's
sodomy.
So, I don't know what her
sodomy
answer was.
Sodomy and Gomorrah.
Sodomy and Gomorrah. I don't know the reference.
I'm just making things up.
Dan, can you actually look that up?
What, sodomy and Gomorrah?
Well,
sodomy and Gomorrah.
No, about it being...
That's an Asian girl, sodomy and Gomorrah.
No, about it being illegal.
It is illegal.
It is.
If you're married to a woman and you're fucking her in the butt.
And a cop walks in the room and someone takes a picture.
By the window. It's got to be in one of those states, though, like a Midwest or a Southern state where, like, a cop would walk by the window. There's a pie on the window with fucking smelly lines coming up. And you're just butt-fucking in the kitchen. And he's like, oh, hey, Herb. Hey. That's illegal, you know.
Give me a piece of the pie and I'll be on my way.
Yeah.
I actually just learned the other day on SVU that apparently in some states, I don't know if they said Pennsylvania's one, there's a basically an I didn't know law where you could, where if you had sex with an underage girl and you claim that you didn't know she was underage, like, that's okay.
That's not real.
It was on last week's episode of SBU. They go by fact. Like, I mean, like, not all the stuff probably can happen, but I mean, they go off of real laws.
I looked up sodomy laws on Wikipedia.
Here's the sodomy law.
There's a pop-up that popped up, and this lady has large breasts and is, like, as far down as she can go on a monster cock.
Well, that still isn't answering the sodomy question.
But see, that's probably legal and sodomy's not.
Well, yeah, so, you can deep throat. Why wouldn't you be allowed to deep throat?
All right, sodomy is not illegal in any states anymore.
Oh.
But there's a good chunk of them that...
It's frowned upon.
It was 2003.
They're like, come on, guys. Can we just...
It's frowned and brown upon.
Say, Pennsylvania looks like it's in the 80s. When it became legal.
1980s?
Yeah.
They were like,
we've been able to butt fuck for a while.
BMWs and fucking dicks and butts.
Just the, and just that's the thought of AIDS something like that. Just the thought of something like that being illegal at some point.
Like, when the judge declared it legal.
Be like, you know, at the time I told him it was fine. Now, do they both get in trouble for that? I guess they'd both get in trouble for that. I want to know what the penalty is. Is it a fine or do you go to jail for sodomy?
It'd be ironic if you went to jail.
Be like, listen, there's to be no rape of me in here. That's why I'm here, guys. So
2003 was a Supreme Court decision.
The Supreme Court's like, listen, who doesn't love a good butt fucking once in a while? We've all done it. We say by law, we go to the other state if we want to do it.
I still want to meet Sodomy Amora.
Okay.
It's an Asian girl I invented.
Oh, here I'm, Mr. Panda, Sodomy Amora.
So you want punishment?
Here, what's the punishment?
Okay. In 1779...
Punishment. Two in the stink, one in the pink.
Oh, it's worse.
You got stoned in probably the
1700s. No, in the 1700s, Thomas Jefferson wrote a law in Virginia which contained a punishment of castration for men who engaged in
sodomy. He went for it.
Wait, even with women?
It does not specify.
No, I guess that law, I didn't even think about the fact that that's why that law was made, is for the gay people. I was just thinking it was just a law, we don't like it.
Gross. Thomas Jefferson's like, that's gross.
I spoke too soon, I didn't read the whole paragraph. The castration rule was actually a lesser punishment than the law that was
than the death?
Books, which was death.
Can't.
Ew, gross. Those dudes are having sex. Kill them.
We'll say it's only not because they're gay, just because they were like fucking in the butt.
Yeah.
That's the only
Thomas Jefferson was like, hey, queers. You can either die or I'll cut your dick off.
Wonder how they decided.
Slavery's wrong. I have slaves.
Maybe if you were remorseful, they just chopped your dick off and they didn't kill you. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Tom.
Prior to 1962, sodomy was a felony in every state, punished by a lengthy prison term or hard labor.
That was in
hard
the,
labor.
That was, in the, labor. Was that the '60s? You said
prior to 1962, I didn't read far enough to see what happened.
Hard labor.
It eventually just got to be like, just give us $100. It'll be on, it'll be on your record. But
you're gonna put me somewhere where I'm gonna have more butt sex. Wouldn't it be better if I just gave you the $100?
I wonder if they only prosecuted, like, gay people, though, or if they prosecuted everyone. Good times.
Santa mi amora, Mr. Graves.
So how old is this? How old is this fictional character that you've made?
She's old enough.
For what?
Mr. Graves and Santa mi amora. Fictional for not sodomy. Illegal.
Have you ever sodomized? It doesn't necessarily have to be with your now. But
no, my brother.
With your brother?
That's good. Yeah. He was. I had a weird childhood. When I if I found out he was touching my stuff, I just fucking right in his ass.
And then it just became a regular thing.
Then it was like, yo, this feels good.
And that's how my brother found out he was gay.
I can stop killing those small animals.
And burning myself with lit cigarettes.
Yeah. I'll just put it in your butt.
This is
mash your head into your fucking gummy bear. What were it was gummy bears?
Dance in here.
Yeah,
there.
Was it gummy bears?
No, it was, yeah, maybe.
Gummy
was it gummy
bear?
I know what you're talking. I just remember the yeah
bouncing here and there and everywhere.
And then I don't remember the rest of it. I know the tune for the rest of it.
Compared,
we are the gummy bears. Oh, I didn't watch it a lot, but
like I never associated that with gummy bears and then gummy bears, like candy gummy bears.
Gummy candy bears are good.
Oh, by far one of my top favorite.
I don't eat them a lot.
Oh, I do.
But they are good. No, I don't get Haribo, though.
Oh. Well, they're all made by Haribo, even the cheap CVS ones. It says it on the back.
No, I don't. All
aren't they?
Gummy bears in the world aren't made by
not all, but
CVS ones are made by Haribo, but then there's like the weird ones that aren't quite as gummy.
Yeah, they're all soft.
Those are not me.
If you say, I figured out today, if you say out loud soft squash, you've just entered the mind of a pedophile. Like, that's the kind of shit that goes to soft squash. Like, don't you feel uncomfortable?
No. Not really.
Like, that soft squash. Like, that's what goes through their
maybe
mind
it's just
all
that,
day.
Maybe it's just that you saying it isn't creeping me out, which is, I guess, a good thing for you.
Soft squash.
Like, you can say soft squash, and I'm not creeped out.
Not squash.
Squash. I know what...
Soft squash.
I handle soft squash.
It's a soft squash. It's the same squinch.
Same squinch.
Really, Sasquatch.
I really wish I could get inside of your brain sometimes.
Soft squash. Soft squash.
We're just going to let this ride out. Hold on.
It's a me. South of me and more, Mr. Graves.
I guess we'll do the traditional start if you all want. Right. Okay. This is going to... Dan's going to have a lot of problem editing this. This is going to be all over the place. We're going to go backwards for a second to go back to nostalgia for a second.
Okay.
Because we never actually finished that.
Okay.
I think. But my question is... So I already knew going in that you were nostalgic for that stuff, and you still watch it. I still watch it. Anything else you get?
Toys?
You do. You have. I see a big Nerf gun.
Dude, I have closets right and there. Tupperware boxes filled with toys.
That there's. Let's see. There's,
not all those
not
boxes
all these,
are filled, but some of them. But all those Tupperware looking drones are.
And
filled
what do you?
With
what do you play with them, or do you just collect them?
Some.
You play with some and collect.
Like
them?
When I first get it, I'll play with it for like 20 minutes. I just like toys.
So that's why you don't have a house, because you buy toys.
No, it's not like a money. Like those, I've kept a lot of toys from when I was a kid.
Oh, okay, it's not just
I keep a lot of stuff.
Name some of the highlights of highlight toys that you have.
I got a lot of Batman toys. Like I have a whole box. I didn't even realize I had it. I have a whole box of Topps Batman cards from the first Batman movie.
I didn't know
it's probably worth like a lot of money. Box isn't even open, so the packs aren't
even
open. Ooh,
that might be worth something.
Yeah,
I used
it was
to
like
collect,
I found it like under the fucking like dirty towel.
My parents probably have spent like thousands of dollars on like sports cards and everything for me growing up, and mine barely are worth anything anymore.
Were you into sports cards?
Yeah, I collected a lot of sports cards growing up.
My uncle used to own a sports card store.
I never got like any that were that worth that much money though. For all the packs of cards that I bought and had, my cards I never really got.
Did you have them like in a binder?
Yeah, I still have them. The ones that are in my binder aren't really worth anything. Like the ones that
Griffin Jr. card.
The ones that were worth something you put in those individually in the hard plastic cases. Yep, that's where you put.
Do you have
those.
Any that are worth anything?
I don't know what they're worth now. I had one like. I had one that was
more money as time goes on.
You'd think like that's with the old school, like 60s, 70s, 80s cards.
The Mark McGwire rookie card, that didn't get more expensive.
Like, it didn't?
I like
it. It's no one cares.
Because he was on, it was worth a lot while he was on roids and hitting all the home runs. Dan was polite. Did you see that he raised his hand?
Yeah, why would it be worth? That doesn't make any sense.
It was worth a decent amount like when he was doing it.
Extra card. Like, oh man, he's
selling World Series rings, trying to get money for coke and shit.
Fucking just like eating out maids' buttholes.
Him, I heard that whole team was a piece like that. Were a piece of shit. Like John Kruk, like he was a piece of shit.
Him and Dalton got in that accident. They left my uncle's bar. My uncle owned Smokey Joe's and Wayne. And Darren and Dalton and Dykstra left there and got in that really bad accident.
Oh, did they? I don't think I heard. I probably should know. But they blame you.
Like, you got drunk at your uncle's bar.
And then they kicked your ass.
And I was like, they're both pieces of shit and one will get fucking brain cancer.
I don't think Dalton was a piece of shit, but I definitely know.
Don't you remember when he went like ape shit and was talking to geckos in his yard when he was a fucking Marlin?
No, I just know.
And his wife had like a double restraining order on him.
No, I didn't know.
Like a restraining order from him like coming near the first restraining order.
I just know, like, now he's
fanatic because of his fucking brain marbles.
But now, he's still alive, though. He didn't die from that, right?
He got surgery. He's good to go.
He's good to go?
Yeah.
His brain's made of shit, but yeah, he's good to go.
And he played baseball. How was your brain turning to shit in baseball?
Drugs.
It probably was a lot of drugs. That whole team, that whole 93 team.
Yeah, remember Pete and Caviglia? Mickey Morandini.
You just said two different names. You're like, remember Pete and Caviglia? Mickey Morandini.
Yeah, I'm naming the guys on the team.
My fault, Terry Mulholland, I know that one.
Oh, who's the Jim Eisenreich had fucking Tourette's? He did.
I didn't know much about the team back then. Like, I wasn't a big...
Marlins, and I saw him in an interview
with
Marlins. I was like...
Let me ask you if you heard about this. Maybe for some reason this is a thing. Do you remember for the 93 World Series that the two cities made a bet?
Oh,
do you remember?
No. I was a Toronto's Blue Jays fan. Toronto's Blue Jays. No, just Toronto Blue Jays. Joe Cotta. I watched that when he hit that home run.
Did you? I didn't really watch
baseball.
Awesome
Saturday Night Live episode right afterwards.
What happened?
It was the one with fucking John Malkovich, and they did the replay of the mice and men. And he's ripping the fucking puppy's heads off. It was so fucking funny.
Not a big SNL guy.
Back then it was funny.
But the two cities made a bet, and it had to do with the zoo. Do you remember the zoo?
I remember that what the zoo is.
That if the Phillies won, then they were going to send us Tasmanian devils. And if
Toronto was going to send us a Tasmanian devil.
Yeah, for our zoo. And if we lost, then we had to send them white tigers.
And we sent them white tigers?
I'm assuming. Look
just
it up because I'm pretty sure
fucking
I'm not,
animals.
See if you can find anything on that because I'm pretty sure I'm not making that up.
I'm pretty sure that's incorrect.
I'm pretty sure.
Tasmanian devils aren't even from Canada. Why would they like? It just sounds like PETA didn't get involved.
They're just sending them from zoo to zoo. They're not harming it. Why would PETA?
Yeah, but
get
it's
involved?
Like trading. Lives.
Well, they're not trading. They're giving because one team lost, so...
Yeah, doesn't that... Here, we're just going to take them out of this place that they've lived and grown accustomed to because fucking our baseball team's a bunch of fucking assholes.
Joe Cotta.
Dude, Mitch Williams, man, he got it bad.
Wild thing.
Because fucking people, like, went after him. Like, harassed him.
Well, I know he was... they talk about that sometimes, I think, like, on the Fanatic and shit. But, like, that, like he was, like, gassed and had nothing left because he pitched so much in that postseason.
But
they didn't have anyone. It was Mitch Williams or nothing. So, he was, like, he was done.
Yeah.
So, he was just given... He was throwing what he had left in that arm. I'm surprised the arm didn't fall off. Up.
Your information is 100% right.
Boom! I don't lie.
Two white tigers.
Two white tigers for two, I don't know what this distinction is, but it's a young Tasmanian devils.
They didn't.
Young. Did
they,
why was
they
Philly
didn't
like
trade them? Right. We just sent them there because we lost. Right.
Winner got.
Oh yeah, yeah. I okay. The way you said it sounded like you said we traded. You
know, winner fucking got to feed the Tasmanian Devils to the Tigers.
I've never seen a real Tasman, like an actual. I don't even know what they look like.
I feel like
Taz.
They look like a little fucking, I don't know, ferret but fat.
Do you think they do the spin thing?
Yeah.
Did you watch Looney Tunes?
No, Looney Tunes, I was growing up being told Looney Tunes was white trash.
Your parents told you that Looney Tunes is white trash?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, yeah.
You were because
if you notice, people who are white trash have Looney Tunes clothing and Looney Tunes tattoos.
I like Looney Tunes.
I don't think there's anything wrong with Looney Tunes.
Nowadays there is.
Why?
Because that's why they don't show it anymore, because it's too violent for kids, because they might.
It's too violent?
Yeah. Well, everything's PG now. So you can't show people shooting rabbits and fucking.
The episode I watched today was also pretty racist.
Yeah, a lot of those old ones.
Were they really?
Racist.
Whoa, it's Speedy Gonzalez. Are you talking about Speedy?
No, it's the Fox characters. They just kept being racist. And Sylvester was an Italian with an awful Italian accent. Yeah, it was very racist.
What about Pepe? Remember Pepe Le Pew?
And Boggs played that character. He was like, I don't want to say.
What the fuck was that?
It's me, Mrs. Sadamore.
What's her name? Fucking Sodomora.
That was a name. Sodom.
Sodomiamora.
You forgot your own character's name.
Sodomiamora.
Okay.
Finger in my butt.
All right. So you have a podcast, but it's a character podcast.
No, I have a friend who has a podcast.
Your friend who just looks exactly like you?
Yeah. Prance Loran. And you were on Prance's podcast.
I was on Prance's podcast. He did a good job prancing people.
Prancing.
Prancing. On,
you got
why,
pranced.
First of all, why is it called The Book Drop?
Because Prance works at The Book Drop.
Prance
gives handies out front The Book Drop.
Okay. I didn't know his whole backstory.
Oh, yeah.
But how did you come up with that character?
Prance came up because in our old apartment, I wanted the neighbors to think that I live with somebody. That was fucking not cool to be living in an apartment. And so I would yell at my dog in Prance's voice. And then actually, the name Prance came because my dog's a little fat ass. And when he would run, I'd be like, oh, he looks like a little prancer. and then the name Prance Loran just came out of my mouth.
Did your neighbors ever say anything?
No, they hated us. Me and Courtney fought.
Do you think they ever...
Me and Courtney fought like an episode of Cops.
Really?
Like at least once a week.
But you're still together.
At all hours.
That's good.
Yeah, no, that's probably why we're still together.
Because you fought at home.
But we fought to an unstable level too often for anybody to not hate us as ever.
Do you think they ever just question and be like, we keep hearing this guy, but we've never actually seen him?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Because the voice just always came from inside the apartment.
Yeah, because
they've only met you.
You can only hear, like, you couldn't hear through the walls. All the walls are concrete. You couldn't hear through apartment to apartment, but if you could hear everything if you're in the hallway.
So if you knew they were in the hallway,
I could hear if they were. I could hear if they were in the hallway.
I remember what I was going to say. But also, like kind of with that, you're a friendly fellow in general, I think.
Yeah.
But I feel like you have. Because you have your Facebook side, and like, is that like more of an alter ego, or is that you? That's just you on like, because I don't. You're not mean, but like, you're fake meme. You know what I mean?
No, I can be really mean.
Because I feel like most of the stuff you say on Facebook, you don't.
No, it's
mean
how
when
I feel. It is how I feel. Yeah.
Like when
people are really fucking stupid, and I don't like them. I mean, that's the truth.
So every time you shit on someone, it's just fucking...
No, I usually will shit more on people I like.
So, but that's not real. Usually, like, I'm not trying to blow up your shit. I can't think of the phrase I wanted to use. Like blow up your shit. Like, oh, he doesn't, like, he doesn't mean it. Well, they know you don't mean it, but.
Well, I don't care if they think I do mean it. If they're that stupid. And why is what I say so important?
I find it very important. I say
a lot of things. I want people to look at things differently. But there's a lot of fucking stupid people out there.
Stupid in the sense that they take, like, you're awful. Like, obviously, awful in the sense of mean, like, jokes.
Obviously, I don't burn houses down. But I do want to. So fucking take it for what you... I might say that I do, but I don't.
But I do.
But I want to. Might say that I burned down a house, but I didn't burn down a house. But I fucking want to.
But I wouldn't, because that...
If it wasn't against the law, I would fucking burn all of your houses down.
Even mine, you burn
mine.
Yeah,
I would... my fucking future in-laws, I would burn their house down first. Fuck.
So you,
twice.
People you like.
I would
like,
pour gas on the... No. Not people I like.
You said you would burn my house down. You don't like me, Bat?
No, but you fucking made an issue of it.
I'm not
now,
making
so
an
now
issue.
I'm gonna fucking
I was
burn
just
it
talking
down.
To you
You kept
about
asking
it.
Me fucking questions about it.
I was just saying, every time I've met you, you're a nice guy. But if people just saw what you're posting on Facebook, they'd be like, is this guy just like super...
That good? That should weed out the fucking idiots.
No, it's because I was taking you very seriously, and I thought I would bring it up right now.
What were you
see if we
seriously?
Can no, all your posts, and I really want to. That's the reason I'm having you on this podcast. Is I think
if my posts were real, I'd be worse than like Manson.
If what?
I'd be worse than like if 9/11 fucked Charles Manson. Like that's what I would be. If they were real. Yeah. No, I wasn't just telling you something I was aspiring to be.
I think I posted one time that my news feed is full of Pat Graves, but I'm okay with it. Because you and Chris Dolan just have enjoyable reads as posts.
Chris Dolan's very funny.
Chris Dolan is very funny.
What he does to kids is not very funny.
When he what?
I said what he does to kids is not very funny. That's all I have to say about that.
I don't even know where to go. That was...
Don't you have questions?
I actually wanted to ask you this. Last night we were at Growlers, and Abeku posed a question that everyone basically ended up talking about for the rest of the night, because it's a tough question. So we'll see if you can think of one. The question was, if you could pick an animal that you would win half the fights with, like if you went 10 fights with an animal, that you would go 5-5. Basically, it's a reset button after you die. And octagon style, no shoes.
What animal would I pick?
No, what animal do you think you'd go 5-5 against?
Oh, I got to think of an animal that I would actually go 5-5.
Can you think of it? Like, it entails some... It's probably a horrible podcast question, but... Because no one really thought of a good animal that you would split.
That I know I definitely...
But you would also lose. Like it's 500. Like you're going 500.
No, I get that part. But does it like no matter what I'm going 500, or I got to pick an animal where I think I would go 500.
Yeah, that you think you would. Like maybe on a good, like if you were having a great day, like you might win 7. But
both sides at their best.
Yeah, but yeah. So yeah. I don't think anyone, when I left, I don't think anyone, there was a real definitive animal. I mean, I can let you ponder throughout the rest of the podcast and you can think about it.
Like a mountain lion?
You think you could?
Because they're not real lions.
I don't think you're winning a fight against a mountain lion.
Not all the time.
I don't think you'd win 50%. One time. I don't think you'd win one time against a mountain lion. How are you gonna defeat the big bear mountain lion? No weapons, it's just you.
Pull my arm up, and then when it jumps up to latch onto my arm, punch it in the throat.
I don't think
And then I'll
die.
Jam my thumbs in its eyeballs.
I think it's gonna get some bites in there and disable you.
Before that happens. Whoa, disable me. I don't think it's gonna disable me.
Disable you from fighting.
I'll just fucking bite its fucking undercarriage.
Its undercarriage?
If it's on all fours, the undercarriage.
How are you gonna get that? Mountain lions are vicious and they're fast.
A quick slide, sneak attack underneath, bite it, kick it in the dick.
It's a woman.
You can bite a fucking mountain lion. See, this is why we fight. She says dumb shit like you can't bite a mountain lion.
But you can't bite a mountain lion.
You can bite a mountain lion. You can bite whatever the fuck you want.
It wouldn't do anything. It would just anger the mountain lion more.
Yeah, but he can't get to me if I'm on the undercarriage.
He can just move. That mountain lion's fucking you up.
They're not like as big as real lions.
They kind of are.
I'm not saying I would win 9 out of 10 times. What? What are you saying?
I don't think you have realistic grip on animals.
Can you show him a picture of a
Shut
mountain
up.
Lion?
You look like Draco Malfoy. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Mountain lions aren't as big as real lions.
He's about to show you a picture of a mountain lion.
Court. Oh, there. See, that's why. I always say something. I always go too far.
You do always go. That's what I was talking about. You go too far, Ben.
I know.
I love it. I don't live with you, though, and I'm not going to marry you.
I'm afraid for you guys to leave. Look, that guy beat
Let me
it.
See it. Let me see it. Yeah, because he shot it. That mountain lion was bigger than he was.
I'm going to shoot it with a couple of blows from the old double guns. No. Hey, I guess mountain lion. Well, it didn't. How old is that? What about a mountain lion cub?
Tim said like a 7 month old like lion, because they're like not as big and vicious, but like it would still win sometimes. Like he thinks he could take like a 7 month old like lion.
Scoots, are you mad at me?
No.
Fuck! Fuck! I always ruin everything.
No sodomy tonight.
No sodomy amora. Like, I'll have to call sodomy amora. Well, so like a fucking fine 7 month old mountain lion.
That's just stealing Timmy Ray's now.
This is a stupid question.
It's a great question.
Why do you want to go into something that you want would guaranteed lose half the time?
It was just a question. PG. All right. Don't get mad at the question. You would win 10 out of 10 times.
Nah, that thing could bite through a certain vein.
It can 5 bite out of 10 through, times, it'll
but,
get you.
Yeah, but
it'll get that vein.
You're not going to lose 5 out of 10 times to anything.
Because most of the, all the animals are. Well,
a bear cub.
Probably win 10 out of 10 times.
No.
All the vicious animals are going to beat you, like, every time. And then all the weak animals.
No, a 7-month-old cheetah.
Someone did say a cheetah in general.
I smash its head right with my knee. When it's not looking, I would throw something, it sees its shadow, I'd run up and just knee it right in the head.
I said an alligator, because all you have to do is flip it over, but no one believed me. No one thought I could do it.
You can't. They're fucking... If I can't fucking fight a mountain lion,
I probably couldn't do it, but...
An alligator weighs like 2 tons. Scoots, how much does an alligator weigh?
A lot. Not 2 tons, though.
I'm fucking...
She is honestly... Courtney's one of the most intelligent human beings I've ever met. And then I just asked her that, and she says, a lot.
She did say not 2 tons.
I was setting you up to be like, dude, she knows all this cool, weird shit. 450 kegs.
Kegs?
Kilograms.
Is that like 600 pounds?
990.
I'm pretty strong.
1 ton is 1,200 pounds, right?
1 ton is 2,000 pounds.
2,000.
I'm pretty
fucking strong. Nerds in this place.
So 790.
Weight nerds. What's 1,200?
They don't look like they weigh that much.
Wait, a ton is 2,200.
Their tail has a lot of weight in it, I think.
They're just
every animal's heavier than you think.
Yeah.
So yeah,
it is all
so
muscle.
I'm all muscle.
How much is it? You know that 5,000 people a year die from hippos?
Yep. It's
5,000?
I didn't know the number. I just knew it was
how
the
animal. How are 5,000 people that close to a hippo?
I read a story about a guy who got eaten alive by a hippo and survived.
How did he get eaten?
Like, he got swallowed whole, basically.
Like some Pinocchio shit? Just read Pinocchio?
No, it was a Yahoo News story. He was inside the hippo, and basically he saw his opportunity when the hippo opened its mouth, and he fucking got out of there. I think he lost something. He lost a body part
or two. The bottom half of himself? No,
but he got out, and he survived being eaten by a fucking hippo.
So the hippo just swallowed him whole?
Yep. I forget the whole story, but it basically swallowed him whole, and he was like stuck in there, and I probably
like for how long?
I forget. It was like last year.
Like
I read
days.
This story.
No, what? I'm saying
how long
was
he
stuck
in there? I don't think he could have been. It couldn't have been days. He would have been digested.
Couldn't have been minutes.
I don't know how long he was in. All I know is that he saw
the
opening.
They go underwater for a while.
They do go underwater for a while.
There's no way he was sitting in there breathing in like hippo.
Well, it's not all water inside the hippo.
Yeah, but he's not getting oxygen.
I guess I don't know the whole story.
You're the type of person who fucking sells a cow for magic beans.
Yeah, but at least they get a sweet beanstalk out of it.
You get sodomized.
By the giant. I don't think it would fit, because if it's a giant, he's got a giant. And
yeah, it's true.
So
it would just tear right through you.
It would be like people trying to fuck a horse and dying. Because that's happened.
They've gotten fucked by a horse.
And died. There's a video.
As they should have.
As they just
get him out of here.
We don't need fucking morons like that around here.
That's fucking dumb.
Hold on. We're gonna play a game real quick.
Alright.
It's gonna be a fun game. It's called the I'm just gonna make some up. I only wrote a couple down here, but I'm probably gonna do more than this. It's called the Philly Comic Lightning Round.
Okay.
Where I'm just gonna name them, and then you just say whatever you want about them.
Cool.
Ben Fidler.
Best friend, love him.
Eddie Finn.
Hate him. Worst person. Annoying.
Jake Matera.
Love him. Big teddy bear. Jakey bear.
Matt Grote.
I don't really consider him a comedian.
Cricket Lake.
No comment.
Dan Getz.
Great guy.
Well,
you don't like him. You do like him, though.
He's
like your friend from camp.
He's my friend from high school. So. Yeah. And I've been out of high school for quite a while now. So I think you're older than me, right? How old are you?
I am
older. Oh, no, you're older than me by a month. I think I figured that out. I forget when I figured that out, but I figured that out. Because
I'm 32.
Oh, really? I thought Dan lied to me then, I think. I think Dan's the one who told me that.
You just could put on me.
I don't know. Are you 32?
Uh-huh. How old are you?
Never mind. Good. You're a couple years older than me.
Aren't you 29?
Yep. Yes, sir. Good for me. Okay?
Yeah, sure.
Ouch. I'm just going to name some more names. Bobby Lorello.
Love him. Ball of joy.
He is a ball of joy.
He is.
Chris Wood.
Oh, Chris Wood's the shit.
Chris Wood is the
I've
shit.
Only gotten to see him, I've only gotten to meet him and see him a couple of times, but he's the shit. I love him.
Famous Ramus.
Timmy Famous Ramus. It's fucking awesome. Sweetheart.
Best
very
songs.
Talented.
I love his fucking
songs.
Fucking
genius.
Do you know all the words to his songs? Some of his songs?
No.
No, but
But I get the chorus. Whenever I see him, I always get the chorus stuck in my head for days.
Sometimes I love the songs, but sometimes when I if I get one of his songs stuck in my head, I start getting angry. But that's any song you get stuck in your head. I'll get comics stuck in my head sometimes, like famous comics. Like if I listen to like a John Mulaney CD, like both of his CDs in the same day, the rest of the day I'll just have like taglines and like Mulaney voice in my head. I was so getting annoyed.
There was a time where I listened to Pat, Feeling Kind of Patton every day.
Every
for like
day?
3 months.
How did you not get sick? I can listen to it.
I just didn't. It just fucking, I just listened to it. The jokes on that were so fucking good.
Like I could maybe listen to some I have like once a week or maybe at the most like twice a week and then not get too sick of it. But every day.
Every day.
For how long?
Like 3 months was while I was in school. And I would just fucking listen to it.
Over
and over and over again.
And over.
There was a time where I could have just verbatim told you though. Just done it word for word the whole CD.
I can do that. Not maybe word for word with some, but as I'm listening to it, you could probably do that with a lot of album like comedy albums. If you're listening to it, you
can. I don't like stand up that much.
Really?
I don't like listening.
You don't listen to it a lot?
No, I don't like watching it or listening to it.
Really?
I like performing it, but other than that.
So even at mics, you're just like I you do yours, but you don't. Do you like watching like comics when you go to mics, or just not big comedy guy besides your own?
No, I like watching.
Not like that, but
no, I do. But at mics, it's tough because it's a fucking it's a war. No, it's not a war, but I'm saying like
it can, like
I can't enjoy
I
it because
mean.
I'm like. Critiquing myself compared to that other person. I'm it's all judgment, and anybody who says it isn't is a fucking full of shit.
Not
it's a judgment.
Not a puck. We're a friendly mic.
Right, but the comedian, you are friendly. They're all friendly, but it is a judgment.
No, I know what you mean. It is a judgment. And unless you're,
and that's okay. That's what it is. That's what stand-up comedy is.
Yeah, I mean, but then you have the ones that like. You love like I have like a bunch of comics like local that I love.
So do I.
Seeing. Yeah, but I know.
But like, it doesn't take much for me to get jealous of them.
Oh yeah, I'm jealous of you. Boom, there it is.
That's stupid. Fucking idiot.
You're fucking. You're all your jokes are great, but your two cream of the crop jokes are fucking just. I wish they were mine. They couldn't. They could never be mine. I could never wrote the one joke.
You should feel okay about that.
I guess in that context, yes. I guess I should feel good about that. But and then just can you do a little hits voice for me? Or what's the guy that does the
Gerbils?
Hey,
hits. Come here. I have some things for you. Yeah.
It's
one of my new jokes that I just something I love to telling is my Karate Kid joke.
It is good that just the way you went into it, like it is your story, is fucking.
I enjoy telling
that joke. It seems I love that joke. It seems sometimes we tell it shows not every crowd gets on board for it. Do you get that
yeah.
at some? It's just like some
that.
People are just on board from the beginning. They're like yeah, and then other
some,
people.
But I don't think some people know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but they still have to. I mean, if I like I'm. I don't know a lot of the references from, like, I know the movie, and I don't think I've seen the entire thing. Like, I've seen.
You haven't seen the entire movie of Karate Kid?
No, I have. I've seen Three Ninjas and Three Ninjas
so
Kick Back.
So have I.
I saw Three
the
Ninjas.
Third one.
I didn't see the third one.
That's random as shit.
I saw Three Ninjas Kick Back a lot more than I saw the first one.
Kick Back is when they go to, what, China?
Yeah. And.
When they got a different fucking Rocky. And just
it,
like,
was it a different Rocky?
Yeah,
I don't.
Oh,
I only saw the first
Rocky.
The first one like once or twice, but I saw the second one a lot.
Same
I own
cult,
the second one.
Same Tum Tum, but different Rocky.
Do you know that Tum Tum was in an episode of Full House?
Yeah.
Man, I was just, that's another show I was listening to.
My brother looked exactly like Tum Tum when we were kids.
He was the go-kart, the downhill derby cart asshole friend. Well, he wasn't a friend. He's just like, girls can't ride.
Oh, yeah.
Build cars.
With his like fucking one tooth.
And then at the end of the episode, Michelle said, my dad said, if I don't have anything nice to say, then I shouldn't say anything at all. But my dad's not here, and you're a weenie.
Yeah.
She went with weenie. Thought that was a good choice.
Michelle was like, didn't want Aunt Becky to work on the car.
Yeah, because they...
She was like, bros can't work on fucking cars.
Where you gonna put the flowers, sweetheart?
Yeah.
And she took that seriously.
Why don't you get back on your fucking knees?
Apparently, Michelle didn't get sarcasm.
No.
I think is what we could take away from that episode. I think that's what the episode was about, that you should learn how to fucking get sarcasm. That's what they taught us.
Yeah.
If they taught us anything.
Pretty much.
What did Full House teach you growing up? Anything?
Like, if someone... who's not your uncle just moves into your basement, like, it's not acceptable.
Actually, he moved into the alcove.
He was in the alcove,
for
then
a
they
while.
Gave him the basement.
And then they gave
that had been the garage.
That was the garage, and then they built
and then he took
Stephanie's that was a nice
room.
That was a nice room.
I know. I don't know why he lost it. Oh yeah, they made it into
studio.
Jesse's studio. Dude, Joey just got like they're like, get the fuck upstairs, Joey.
He's here, like, good.
Stephanie's
closer
old
to the,
room.
I'm closer to the kids.
And like
know?
He, yeah, yeah, right across the hall now. Fucking smell all those little bee, like honeybee underwear. Oh, what are these? Fucking creep.
You know what? But I don't think he ever got inappropriate. You think they would have brought that up?
He probably did. Get inappropriate. NyQuil.
You think that with that sweet room downstairs that he
that was a
could have
dope
pulled,
ass room.
He could have pulled
like
a lot
apartment.
Of tail, and he didn't pull like any tail.
No, he never pulled any
tail. He never pulled any tail.
Because there's only so much you can do before a chick's like, all right, dude, just shut the fuck up. Dumb impression.
You were. It was like funny for a second. I'm like, oh, I remember Popeye.
Yeah.
And now
oh,
it's
yeah.
like.
Oh, that's such a good Bullwinkle. And then it's like, get your act together, man.
Obviously, comedy's not working out for you.
No.
And then
he would just have to go do spots at the club.
He never. And do you remember he got a television show and then it became a cartoon? Then he was supposed to do the voice for it. Whatever fucking happened to that television show?
Oh, yeah, where he was,
with
like,
Annette,
he was like a surfer dude.
Yeah, with Annette Funny Jello.
Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, it got turned into a. He's like, oh, man, I've always wanted to be a cartoon character. I never saw one fucking episode.
Do you remember when they went to the fucking Disney World and his friend, he drew himself.
Yeah. All
like,
crooked
all of
arm.
A sudden, he was like really good at like cartoons.
No, he was terrible. Don't you remember?
Yeah,
what
but
it,
if you look at the cartoon, like the face and everything, you're like, wow, it's really good. Besides it being like misshapen, like it's a really good cartoon.
Yeah, if you could just level out the arms.
Another
you might
fucking
have a-
talent that Joey had that could have gotten him out of that house.
I mean, all of his talents were kind of the same. I mean, he the radio, how hard is it to do radio?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
and he would do like these guitar noises. Like, he was like the shitty white Michael Winslow.
Who's the
black guy from Police Academy who could do all the noise.
Oh, I never saw Police Academy.
You understand?
I haven't seen a lot of like classic. Like, not classic, but you know what I mean? Like, stable movies like that.
You've never seen Police Academy?
Nope.
There's like eight of them. You've never seen one of them?
Nope.
It's embarrassing.
I never saw Die Hard.
No, that's bullshit. Everybody's seen
it. I saw
that.
The beginning of Die Hard at the Altos once. But I never saw, like, the entire movie.
His house?
What?
At his house or Jane Peters?
At his house.
Where does he live? New Hope?
Yeah. He lives probably... He like basically lives at John and Peter's now, but he also has like a nice he has an entire basement for his room. Basically, it's really nice.
Where his parents are?
Yeah, it's a sweet setup. He has like
thanks, Mom.
The whole basement's his room, but then he has a separate room that's a bedroom.
Oh wow!
Yeah, must be nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Is it a nice house?
Yeah.
parents rich because he's Jewish, right?
No, he's not actually Jewish.
Oh, he's not?
No, he can just pull off pretending he's Jewish.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's got the rabbi.
He's got the perfect hair to pull off that if he wants to play that character.
He's a very funny gentleman.
And he can do the voice.
Mm-hmm.
Were you afraid you were offending? No, you don't care.
No, I don't care. I don't think he'd be offended by that.
No, I was about to say when you do your hits joke.
Oh.
That's not really offensive. That's not an offensive joke. That's just a funny joke.
I'm not saying anything about.
No, you're not.
The Holocaust.
You even say boom, worst shit ever. I liked it when you screamed it. When you're just like boom, worst.
Oh yeah.
Because sometimes I see you do that joke and you just have a more laid back tone to it. You're like boom, worst shit ever.
Yeah, it's funny though. People. Won't laugh about comparing your grandmom to a puppy, but fucking genocide. That gets their fucking dick wet.
Every time you bring up.
Lubes them right up.
Do you think some people out there be like, it's because it never happened?
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
Your dog wants to say something.
Yeah, what up, Batman?
He's having a dream because he's definitely fast asleep.
Is he?
Yeah, he's in puppy dream. Well, he's not a puppy. How old is he?
He's 8 years old.
Damn, he's a monster. Monster dog.
So what else we got?
All right, let's see what we got. Can move on to the...
Cool Blue's Clues notebook.
Why? Because they use a blue pen?
Oh, because it just looked like a fat little chode notebook.
Do you ever find yourself singing Blue's Clues songs sometimes?
See, I was too old for that.
Oh, were you? No. I mean, I watched it a little bit. It got really... Like, the guy after Steve was a fucking...
Yeah.
Huge...
Didn't he have, like, cerebral palsy or something?
No.
No, probably not. Kids wouldn't understand that.
Kids wouldn't understand cerebral palsy.
Yeah, if the guy's, like, walking around, like... all just... palsied out, like tripping over the salt and pepper shake.
Mr. Salt and Mrs. Pepper.
Did you watch Eureka's Castle?
A little bit. I don't remember much of it. I didn't watch this show, but do you remember Gullah Island?
Oh yeah. I didn't watch it either.
My Brother and Me.
Oh yeah, I used to love My Brother and Me. That was like fucking the parenthood for kids. That was like Nickelodeon's, like somebody at Nickelodeon was like, all right, guys, there are no black people on any of our shows, anything. We don't even let those kids on Guts. Like, we need something. And then they were like, My Brother and Me. Now that kid was like fucking miniature Chris Brown. Like, good Lord.
I'm pretty sure that show only lasted like 2 seasons.
Yeah.
The show, a lot of the shows were short running.
Clarissa Explains It All, My Brother and Me.
I don't know how long Clarissa went.
Maybe 3 at the most.
Secret World of Alex Mack. I don't know how long that one went. Pete and Pete wasn't long.
I'm one of the kids on Pete and Pete, Teddy, lived next door to me.
I can't put a
face. He was the fat friend.
I can picture Pete and Pete, but I can't picture anyone else who was on that show.
Mm.
I don't remember that show that well.
Strongest man in the world. Oh, the girl Michelle Trachtenberg, Harriet the Spy, was on that show.
Oh, was she on that?
Mm-hmm.
I do remember Strongest Man in the World.
Yeah.
All that was super new. That went a while.
My favorite.
It got really stupid as it went on.
Yeah, all of that was fucking... My favorite episode of Pete and Pete is when he challenges the parents that he's not going to go to sleep. And they play flashlight tag all night long. And they stay up for like 3 days and then kids just start dropping.
I sort of remember that episode now. I
love that episode. Welcome freshmen.
Oh, that was like... That had to be just like a season.
It was like 2 seasons.
The very first episode, all that had TLC when they were still together, because now they're not all together anymore.
Yeah, because somebody died.
Selfish. What other good ones were there? I mean, Are You Afraid of the Dark? I didn't watch that one a lot.
Ah, Real Monsters.
I watched that a little bit.
I like
Rocco a little bit.
Oh, Rocco, we own Rocco.
No Cat Dog for me. I passed on Cat
Dog.
No,
that was stupid.
Fucking Cat Dog. Angry Beavers.
What would you do?
I was actually going to ask.
Double Dare.
What would you do? I remember when it first came on, like at that age, I thought that was the funniest show ever. I thought everyone who made the joke, every time they made a joke, I just cracked up on that show.
What was the name of
with Summer Sanders?
That wasn't What Would You Do?
That was Figure It Out. Yeah.
Oh, she was good looking.
What would you do? Okay. Wild and Crazy Kids.
What would you do as Mark Summers? Well, Cuba Gooding Jr.'s brother was on Wild and Crazy Kids. Wild and Crazy Kids.
I was gonna ask if you had one Nickelodeon game show that you could have been on, what would it have been? Legends of the Hidden Temple. Don't forget about Legends.
Guts.
You would have picked Guts. You would have been fucking people up.
Yeah.
Well, you couldn't. You weren't really like. Against them, you did your own individual thing, and you just got compared to the other person.
I feel like those were cool challenges. Legend of the Hidden Temple, I couldn't watch.
I was in it for a while.
What was the arcade one?
Oh, Nick Arcade, that was a great game. That didn't last that long, I don't think either. Fucking Nick Arcade.
They don't need him to last long.
They don't need him. If they're good, they should have kept him around. Like, Doug was a while, or Gratz was a while, but they were animated.
I watch kids shows every day, and the one thing I noticed is there's only, like, 6 episodes of every show because kids don't notice that they're watching the
same
show
over
and over. So they don't
a lot of replay.
Into, like, more episodes.
Oh, I realized that I was watching the same one.
I'm watching reruns, but, like, I just didn't care. Like, they know that.
Well, that's stupid.
Yeah, I saw the same episode of a bunch of stuff over and over.
And now everything's reruns because it was really obvious. All right. We're going to do the Thunder Round.
All right.
Don't sound so enthused.
I'm just trying to think what Thunder would be.
The Thunder Round is where I say like a word or a phrase or something, and then you're gonna clear your head before we start, and then you're just first thing story, something short, whatever you want.
All right.
Okay, so we're gonna start with we'll start with a good one. We'll start with topical Ebola.
I'm sick of hearing about it.
Sick of hearing about it. Is it gonna be a pandemic?
Maybe it is. Hopefully. We'll have to hear about it if it fucking kills the people. Just talking about it.
Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. To the republic of which it stands, one nation under God. How's the end to go?
I wasn't asking you to recite it. It was the first thing that came was he was trying to recite it.
In elementary school, we had to do it.
Yep. I don't think they make them do it anymore.
I'm trying to think.
Wait, where did you stop?
I know.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God.
Indivisible.
With liberty and justice for all.
There you go.
Yeah, man. Every day. Until we got to high school. We didn't do it in high school.
Yeah, that's true. Now, I don't think they make anyone do it now because it has the word God in it. You're not allowed to talk about God anymore. It's not allowed. Sonic the Hedgehog.
And what? Tailspin.
What?
Well, isn't that little orange one's name Tailspin?
This is just the first thing that comes to your mind. That's what the Thunder Round is.
Yeah, I said Tailspin.
Oh, Tailspin. Yeah, it was just Tails.
It was just Tails, yeah.
Fucking Tails was awesome. You could play with just Tails.
Mm-hmm. Knuckles was the red John, right?
When did he come in?
When they were like fucking fallout between Tails and Sonic.
Did they have a falling out? Is that what happened? I just meant what number Sonic was that, 3?
Tails started drinking, busted in. He was like, "Fuck yo."
He was a fox, correct? Tails. What was Knuckles? I don't remember what Knuckles looked like.
The fucking genetic mutation.
Yeah, Knuckles was a red Sonic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was that ugly woman red. Oh, okay, yeah, that's right, yeah. Piece of shit. WNBA.
What's the point?
What is the point? Aggressive drivers.
What's the point?
Are you one?
No, I've only ever had one ticket and I've only ever had one accident. And the accident wasn't my fault. And I've been driving for 16 years.
It doesn't mean that you're not. I'm not saying you are.
I'm not aggressive unless I'm in a bad mood.
Do you do the speed limit?
No.
How many miles over do you like?
15.
Do you have 15?
That's where I cap it.
That's where I think I used to cap it at 15, and sometimes also like that, but a lot of times I try just 10. I try and just go the 10 over. Because I'm like, 15, like 10, slight chance of pulling you over, probably going to let you go. Right. 15, might be getting pulled over. Because I think I've gotten pulled over more than I've gotten tickets. Because I haven't gotten that many tickets. I've gotten a few.
Well, but that's they pretty. Give you warnings. They pull you over and just.
Yeah, one like the worst was we were going to the shore for the day, and we were coming home. And I guess I was in like a construction zone and I didn't know it. So the speed limit was like 55. I was doing like 80, I guess. And I got pulled over, and this cop's going off about like, I could write you up for reckless driving, and you're in a construction zone, fines are double, blah blah blah. So he went back to his car. I'm like, I'm fucked. Like I was like on the verge of tears because I'm like, I'm fucking fucked. I'm gonna lose my license. My parents are gonna fucking just make me eat a dick. And I'm like, and he comes back with my shit after being like a hard ass. Just hands it to me and goes, have a good night, and just walked away. That's all he said. That's all he said. So he just wanted to scare the shit out of me, and then just hands me my shit bag and was like, "All right, get the fuck out of
here."
That's
cool. You lucked out.
But it was like half dick and half the best ever because he didn't write me a ticket. But at the same time, he was a huge fucking piece.
He's bipolar.
Of shit. He forgot what was going on when he was in the car typing in the information. What does this guy even do? He probably looked at me and was just like, he's already living a tough life.
God already hates it.
And I think I'd gotten in a fender bender earlier that day because we made a wrong turn. So I had to turn around in this like amusement park type place. And I turned around and some lady like backed into me. And so on the way to the shore, I get in a fender bender. And then on the way back, I almost get a huge fucking ticket. Okay, next one. Matt Lips.
Final answer.
Harlem Shake.
I don't know what it is.
It was that craze that happened for a while.
So the twerking thing was about?
No, it wasn't. We were just play music of people just doing something like normal. Maybe one person was dancing, and then all of a sudden it cut, and just everyone who was just doing nothing was dancing.
Oh, this is why I'm not worried about an epidemic.
Because we do things like that in the world?
Yeah. It's absolutely ridiculous.
MySpace.
Never had it.
You never had MySpace?
No, I've only had Facebook for 2 years.
What did you do before that? You just weren't part of the digital age?
Yeah, I was that guy. I was like, nope.
Was it nope, like technology, or just nope, social media? Like, were you just not like on like computers and that much?
No, I didn't like computers.
Really?
Still don't.
So you never really
it's
were
a necessary evil.
Never really played the games on computers.
No, on computers I couldn't get my hands to work correctly. I needed a joystick or the handle control.
You like
joystick, really?
I almost went there. Hey, does he love handling joysticks?
Loves it.
You know, my medicine just kicked in. I'm about to pass out.
All right, we're almost finished. I'll do one more of these, and then we'll just spin the wheel, and then we'll
get
the fuck out of here. We'll go with the annexation of Puerto Rico.
All I heard was annex, and I thought of Anne Frank. So, there we go. That's how my mind works.
Fair enough. Dan, go grab the wheel and let him spin it real quick. Hopefully.
Why do you believe it over there? Could just be right here.
Didn't she hide in the annex?
In the attic.
Are you sure? I know it was the attic, but then they
had the attic on just for her.
Spin and win. Where did you steal that from?
My work was throwing it out.
Hey, get out of here. Where do you work?
Well, they had like they had this carnival thing that they did every year, and like that was just a way to get more tickets for prizes or something. They had like so you just spin it that way. You spin it counterclockwise.
Oh, okay.
Things that you can't get.
No, I crossed. Oh no.
Oh Jesus.
Oh no, you have to press that one in more.
That's, yeah, obviously.
Just put it right in the hole. Oh right. Yeah. That was the worst spin ever. Alright, try it again. Oh, you have to compliment me for 30 seconds. You gotta compliment the host.
Oh, you got or.
No, that those were. Oh, hold on.
Either you're
Or
compliment.
Oh, I mispegged it.
That's
okay.
That's a respin.
No, wait. I miss. That was. I think more of the pegs fell off. So we'll just go with. This is a fun game. We'll just
Urban
do this
Dictionary.
One. I did this one last week. I ended up. Timmy rolled this one last week. I have just a couple here. Let me. I just need my computer. So actually, I can pull it up on here.
The dog. Jesus.
Okay, I luckily I wrote down a couple. I'm gonna read you an Urban Dictionary word. And you just have to tell me what you think that you have to try and give me. What
yeah,
the
that's
definition.
Funny. That's what Prince used to do.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
The only one I listened to was the one I was on.
Piece of
we
shit.
We didn't do it. Now I feel bad because I feel like I stole something I never heard you do.
The book drop every second and fourth Wednesday.
Do you still do this? No. Okay, then I was like, I'll take it out of the repertoire.
No, keep it. It just got too difficult.
Because did you try and do it like off the cuff, or did you have ones pre-planned?
It worked when I had them pre.
Yeah, because I tried to do it
off.
Yeah, and like you're just going through like, oh, you're never gonna get that. You're never gonna get that. You're never gonna get that. So that's why I found a couple today. All right. What is a side text?
I would imagine it's like a text you send to like your side piece.
Ooh, it is while texting a group of people, you and one of the people in the group also have a private texting conversation.
Oh,
I don't
sexting.
I'm gonna give you. I give points out. Dan, no, I have a pen. You know what? I can only give you like a quarter of a point for that. I'm sorry, because it wasn't.
What do you get for points?
We're just kind of a leaderboard. I forgot to add up. Do you know how much Tim got? I forget his score. Okay, we'll do the next one. This one's a fun one, actually. I like this one. Columbusing. It's a good one. If you get it wrong, like creative
discover
does help
new
if you get
puss,
it.
Like finding strange puss.
Use it in a sentence. if that as that definition.
Yo, let's go Columbusing at the club.
Columbusing is when white people claim they have invented or discovered something that has been around for years, decades, even centuries.
Oh.
Tim had eight points on eight words.
What?
Tim had 8 points on 8 words.
Mm-hmm. He didn't get a lot right, but he just got he got some points. I'll give you a point, half and half, half for the what your definition was and half for your sentence. Oh, this one is my absolute favorite. I read this and I'm like, this one is gonna be a classic. Here we go. A juggalo chuggalo. This one.
That's a juggalo, like an insane clown posse groupie girl who just sucks dick all the time.
I'm gonna have you give a sentence with what the actual definition is. I'm gonna give you.
Watch that juggalo chuggalo.
I'm gonna give you 3/4 of a point for your definition, and here we go. The grossest part of the juggalo initiation ritual: before an ICP fan can become a juggalo, he has to endure a series of challenging homosexual tests to prove his loyalty to the juggalo lifestyles. In this final test, all male members of the juggalo family jerk off and come in a glass. The initiate must drink all the cum while the group chants juggalo chuggalo.
It sounds like Thanksgiving at our house.
You get a point for that. All right, this one. I think you're gonna. I have a feeling you're gonna get this one. I just have a good feeling. I'm gonna pull up the actual definition here that they have. Oops. Here we go. A slump busting.
Slump busting. That's when you jerk off on a girl that's got scoliosis. You bust your load on a girl's back that has scoliosis.
It's when you haven't gotten laid in a while and you wind up taking home the first piece of ass that you can.
The first slump.
Go ahead, sentence. With the actual definition.
Yo, let's go to that special school and go slump busting. Oh, the actual definition.
Yeah, the actual definition.
Oh, did you see that slump bust he went home? I don't know. That chick was so... I don't know.
I'm going to give you a half point for scoliosis. Oh, I remember this one offhand. Reverse streaking.
So you put on more clothes? Like what Joey did in that Friends episode. Like, could I be wearing any more clothes?
Well, Chandler said that, but... Yeah. No, you're right. Joey was doing an impression of Chandler. That's right. I'm Chandler. Can I be wearing any more clothes? It is actually when you put on... I don't know if you put on more clothes, but you put on clothes and run through a nudist colony.
Oh, wow.
But the friend's reference will give you 3/4 of a point.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
How many do I have written down? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Because I want to give you the same as Timmy, so it's fair. September 11th.
That's when you crash at your friend's house.
The definition of September 11th is the day after September 10th and before September 12th. What day is today? What day is today? Why, it's September 11th, of course. how peculiar time really flies, you know? That was how they used it in a sentence.
That is a very good shitty sentence.
That was a shitty. Yeah. Give me a better one for the day before September 12th and after September 10th. For September 11th, give me a great sentence.
Oh my God, they just flew into the second one.
You didn't say September 11th. You have to say September 11th. You have to use September 11th. I have to make it fair because I only wrote down six words. So I'll just pick one off here. Pedalicious.
Chris Dolan. That's the only answer.
He got it wrong, but he gets 2 points anyway. It's a super hot underage girl, which sounds.
Oh wow!
That's the definition they have. okay, and this is the last one. We're gonna go with Canadian girlfriend.
A girlfriend that's made up, foolish, not real.
Holy shit! Ding, ding, ding! He's got it, the definition. When your buddy keeps saying he's got a girlfriend, but you've never met her, imaginary girlfriend.
Yep.
Oh my goodness, he's. Wow. Can you make a funny sentence out of that?
Like, I don't know. I fucking sodomized my kid.
Send me a more of it, Mr. Graves.
Let's see Pat's accumulative points here. 5. Whoop, hold on. 2, 4. Five, no, 5.
Quarter. 6. 7.
Fine, you just add it. I'm trying to add when someone else is adding out loud is impossible.
New leader
with 9.5 points.
Timmy.
Although, did I give him points for every word? Because I felt like I started doing the point system in the middle. But it's okay. You're still the new leader right now because he had 8 points. I'll have to listen back and see if I gave him points for every word. But that's you had 8 for 8 words, and that was 8 words. So that's there it is, fucking new leader, right here.
Sip on that, Timmy.
But seriously, you're great, Timmy.
Yeah, we love you, Timmy.
Seriously. before I exit the podcast, I want to sing the Blues Clues ending. Do you know it?
No, I do, but I don't remember it.
Well, wait, I forget how the beginning of the song. But we'll sing just one more song. Thanks for doing your part. You sure are smart, you know, with me and you. And my dog Blue, we could do anything
that we want to do.
There it is. All right, sir.
This has been fun. This has been a lot of fun.
It has been a lot of fun. And I like that
Saturday
you
tomorrow.
and I like that you held like you were doing an open mic the entire
time. Yeah, I've been
like,
holding this mic the whole time. I like holding it.
Because it's like you're holding a dick. Anyway. Yeah. Boop. All right.
Bye.
That's it.